President Obama said last week that the crisis in Iraq affects vital U.S. national interests. And today, as I mentioned earlier, the Iraqi government formally requested U.S. military assistance. Obama is consulting with Congress to discuss the possibility of intervention. But if it happens, the White House has made clear that any intervention would not involve boots on the ground. Anne Marie Slaughter is a former director of policy planning at the State Department and currently president of the think tank, the New America Foundation. Anne Marie, in an opinion piece in the New York Times today, you really took the gloves off. You're basically saying activate the bombers and prepare for takeoff. So what exactly are you proposing?
No, I don't think I'm saying that. What I'm saying is I don't understand why Iraq is a vital interest that would allow us to use force when Syria is not, because the president has steadfastly refused to use force in Syria, but now he's saying it's in Iraq. And actually, what's happening in Iraq is a direct result of what's been happening in Syria. People have been predicting for over a year that ISIS would try to create their own state in eastern Syria and western Iraq. That's now happening, but the root of that problem is in Syria. And yet in Syria, he says it's not a vital interest, and so we shouldn't use force.
But you do say the United States should have gone more forcefully after ISIS in Syria and should do so now in Iraq, no?
Absolutely. I've been arguing that we should use force in Syria for 2 years. I as much as I do not think we should use force lightly, the dismemberment of Syria, the killing of tens of thousands of Syrians, and the growth of a group that is so brutal that even al-Qaeda has rejected them, in my view, merits using force, indeed exactly what the president's proposing, which is using drones and airstrikes to attack, in my view, both the Syrian government's air force and ISIS.
So if the U.S. goes after ISIS and Assad, that's confusing, because ISIS is kind of our friend in Syria because the United States opposes Assad, but ISIS is our enemy in Iraq because they're fighting the government that we helped put into place, right?
Well, it's always confusing in the Middle East, but the way to think about this is ISIS is certainly not our friend anywhere, but neither is the Syrian government. And what I was arguing in the Times is you can't talk about Iraq and you can't solve Iraq without recognizing the roots of this problem in Syria.
How can the United States attack Assad and try to get help from Iran? I mean, they're close allies.
So that is unquestionably complicated. And one of the arguments for not using force in Syria has been if we use force in Syria, it will torpedo our negotiations with Iran. And we are talking to Iran about this whole tangle. I think that's a smart policy. But I think we also need to signal to Iran that we are, in fact, prepared to use force to protect the Syrian people and the Iraqi people.
How do you know, Anne Marie Slaughter, how do any of us know what the Iraqi and Syrian people really want?
Well, in the first place, the Syrian people have been begging for our intervention, the majority of the Syrian people. I don't think it takes a great leap of imagination to know that they no longer want barrel bombs dropped on them. They want an end to the killing. And similarly for the Iraqi people. And my point is, there are things we can do. There are ways we can use force that will change the situation on the ground enough to force a political negotiation that gets a decent government and that allows multiple nations then to fight a terrorist group that we need to take on.
It's a difficult situation. It doesn't really look like there are many good options.
Well, I think we have better options than we recognize. It's a very hard. I'm not faulting the president for not immediately knowing what to do. But what I am saying is, you cannot say for 2 years, as he said, that Syria is not in our vital interest, so we shouldn't use force, and then turn around and say, against the very same group, it is in our vital interest to use force in Iraq. This is the same problem.
Anne Marie Slaughter, president of the New America Foundation, thank you.
Thank you.